All right, welcome back to the Air Right Podcast on episode 92. You're back with myself and Jamie, and we're back with Charlie.
What's up?
How you going?
Good, bro.
Obviously, how are you? Yeah, good, good, good. We had you on last year.
Yeah.
So it's been like, what, just over a year?
Yeah, a year and like 2 months.
Yeah, a year and 2 months. I don't know if we did this last year, but we start off with a how's your week?
How's my week?
Just a simple icebreaker thing. Tell us what you did last
week. Oh, God. Actually, I had a pretty eventful week. So first couple of days were pretty, not much happened. And then I flew to Nelson to see a friend. And then I got stuck in a state of emergency in Nelson because there was there was like a whole flood warning. But I think Chris Hipkins actually got stuck in Nelson as well. I saw he was posting about it.
It was like sunny like the next
day. Yeah, no, it was. Sure. It was like they were like preemptive state of emergency, like flights are grounded, like there might be like flood warnings. I closed off all of the roads on like the street I was on. And then I woke up and it was like sunny, it was fine, and I just had to catch the next flight.
I was with Wilson and he told me like, yo, me and Charlie got a party like tomorrow, but I don't know if he's gonna make it. State of emergency.
Yeah, no, I literally like I flew into Auckland on the day of that party and then pretty much just went straight there.
The amount of times I've done that, like flown back into Auckland and then just go like straight to town or a party or something. It's like such a time crunch. I love it.
What about you?
Oh, my week, bro. Literally last week, I was from Wednesday through till Sunday, I was working on my car. So I've like...
Oh, you went to like pick a part or something?
The week yeah, bro. I fucking... So
did
the
your
week...
door handle fall off?
Yeah, my door handle fell off. Just heaps of random shit's been breaking on my car. So spent like $160, not last week, but the weekend before at pick a part. And then last week I spent another $80 and then probably $100 on like electrical equipment. So yeah, I'm fucking broke as this week, but that's the life of owning a car, right? On that topic though, does Charlie have a license yet?
So on that topic, basically, no.
Whole year later.
Like, no, yeah, genuinely, I wish I cared about driving. I genuinely just, I don't give a fuck.
Bro, then, driving in Auckland sucks anyway. People that don't know how to drive on these roads.
Genuinely, the only thing that ever motivates me to like get a license is I'll find something and be like, oh, this would be a really fucking cool video. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't have a car. But that's like the only time where I'm like, oh, I wish I had a license. Because otherwise, I genuinely just, I don't care.
Bro, how much would you spend on Ubers in a week though?
You don't want to know. You want to know the most amount of money I've spent on Uber in 1 week?
Oh, yeah. God. If you're comfortable saying?
$2,000 in 1 week.
Bro, you could have bought a car for that price.
It was like a week and a half. But like...
was that when you were in Aussie?
Yeah, that was when I was in Aussie. I was just... Because I was like...
Oh, just smashing. Ubering everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that Australian dollars or New Zealand?
I think New Zealand dollars. I just remember I went and I worked it out while I was there. Because I was like, holy shit, I've been fucking Ubering heaps. And,
damn.
Bro, you remember last year when we went to Wellington? When we went to interview Sophie and stuff like that. I calculated how much I spent on Ubers to get us around, and it was something like $100-$150.
Yeah, but that's between the two of us.
Yeah, that wasn't
so
too
that,
bad.
That wasn't bad. Like that was pretty.
I was just still shocked because I'm so used to driving my car around, and I'm like, fuck, that's like a whole tank of gas, bro. And we literally went to Cyrus's place, came back, went to the city once, and then we also. We went one place else, but that was still,
I can't lie, I can't even remember the last time I was in an Uber, eh? Back in, like, high school and, like, early years of my 20s, I would, like, go out.
So
there'd be lots of Ubers there. But,
I fucking never use Uber as well. Like, if I was to go to town from Pukie, that'd be $120 one way. So, I'd rather just drive.
It was a bit like that in Melbourne, because Melbourne is fucking huge. I didn't actually realize how big it was.
It's awesome. I went recently. Kind of just after you.
Yeah. I remember that.
I went to the mall, that big mall, because I saw your video.
Oh, hell yeah.
That place is huge.
Dude, you get, like, lost in it, bro. I was like,
It's like this massive mall.
It's the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Went to the movies there. They got the Lego store. They had a whole Lego attraction.
There's like a hotel like attached to it.
I didn't even
see that. That's crazy, bro. Yeah. What the hell?
That was cool.
So you walked the whole length?
Yeah, that was so... that actually pissed me off so fucking bad. So that took 2 days and I completely... Like the video flopped because I cooked the recording because my phone died in some random suburb. There's a video on my phone. I think I've published it from me just crashing out because I was like, holy shit.
Were you by yourself or
had someone? Yeah, by myself. So then my phone died and I was like, oh fuck, now I'm lost.
Did you like ever think to yourself like, fuck, if an Ishe comes up to me and steps me out right now, I'm like kind of cooked?
I don't give a fuck, to be honest. I don't care. But yeah, no, so that took 2 days. I got like lost and then like, so then there's like missing footage. So then I eventually got back home, and then like I just had to do the other length the next day. And then yeah, I don't know. It just didn't make the video completely like fucked out because yeah.
Did you have like a motel or something like sorted? Like, do you know where you're going?
My idea was I walk sort of half, get to the center, and then I'm staying in the city. So then I just do the second half from there. There was two options to do. So I actually did Loki the easy up, like the kind of Loki pussy one, which is still really fucking long. But like the other option is like bottom to top, which takes like I can't remember how long, but that would have.
Did you go past like Frankston? Do you know where that is?
No, so that would have been top to So that would have been top to bottom to top if I had done Frankston, but I sort of did it
like
sideways.
Which is a lot.
Because it took like an hour just to train from Frankston.
Oh no, yeah, I know. I was I did a video over there trying out the premium Uber thing. I can't remember exactly what it's called. I set it to Frankston, and it was like, fuck, it was like $120 or something.
Yeah.
There's also that, I don't know if this was in Melbourne or not, but there was that road that like is weird and like looks like it's a positive incline, but everything rolls down.
Okay, so, you know, this is a time where I wish I had a car. So that video, that's in the middle of nowhere, Victoria. Like, it's like, so to get to that spot, I had to take a train up to this really small town and then to walk for 3 hours to go film this. Bro, yeah, what? I just really wanted to get this video. So I was just like, I'm just going to walk for 3 hours. I don't care. I'm going to go get it. And so I did that.
Would you live there?
Oh, 100%. I specifically really like living in Melbourne. I think like a little bit more north, it's too hot for me. But I live in Melbourne.
I like Central. I had an Airbnb in the city.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Dude, it's so nice.
But like just outside the city.
Yeah, I've never been to New York, but it kind of feels like I'm in New York.
They've got like 10 different Queen Streets, kind of.
Have you explored much of Melbourne or like in Australia? Sorry,
So I was gonna do something where I went to every city, and then I realized that this is just not possible.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking insane.
I explored. On that trip, I went to Melbourne, and then I went to the Gold Coast for a party.
A Gold Coast party, bro.
The Reese Bros there.
Oh, really?
There were heaps of really famous people there. I was kind of like starstruck a little bit, but yeah, no, it was fucking, it was sick.
Australia's where all the, so many content creators from Australia.
Yeah, fuck, I got some crazy stories from the party, but I actually don't think I can say them on air.
Do you know them? my favorite content creators, probably overall, you know the Fairburn Films?
Oh, no, they've been killing it for like a decade.
I remember watching them in high school. Have you met them?
I have. I'd love to. But,
They look so cool.
Yeah, no, I remember, because they were on YouTube, real big on YouTube, and now I'm assuming they're still on YouTube.
What about Rucka Rucka, how they started from like Ronald McDonald, and now they've got, two feature films now? It's crazy. It's
crazy.
So, on the topic of like content creator events, you got invited to the Porn Awards.
I did, yes.
And you didn't go.
I didn't go. I really wish I did go.
Is that in New Zealand or in
Australia?
Yeah,
so it was the first one. It was hosted by, what's her name? Oh shit, I can't remember.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, it's the two. There's like two of them that run a page.
Of course, you know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you fucking do that. She invited me, but I was actually keen to go, and then I low-key kind of just forgot, and then then the next thing I saw was like on the day, and I was like,
So what is it, like awards for like videos?
Yeah, so it's like I had a look at like the nominees. Shout out Los, I think he was nominated. It was like a fucking he's the bro. Anyway, it's like they have like a best male performer, best I can't even fucking remember, but it was like that sort of thing.
The Oscars, but for like
pretty much. And what was crazy is that like it was pretty like it looked pretty flash. Like it looked like they did a really good job with it.
To be fair, a lot of the people who organized it have a shit ton of OnlyFans money, so they pumped so much money into it.
Yeah.
They also, so the awards that were there were like best B/B video, best B/G video,
best
short
everyone.
Form. Shut up. No, actually, I didn't know anything about
it. Nominees in your mind.
I didn't know anything about it until I saw your post on one of your Instagrams, and I was like, clicked on the page, and I was like, looking through it, I was like, what the fuck? This is like huge.
Yeah.
And bro, I wouldn't want to go to that, but that looked fucking insane.
Don't lie, bro. You already had everybody and you'd go to that.
I didn't know anyone that went there. I knew one nominee, but I don't know if she went.
Yeah, I only know Lois because we filmed together a couple of times on PG content. He wasn't there. But Uncle Ling Ling was there, so I don't think Enter Dan would have had a good time, eh?
Bro, Uncle Ling Ling's
who's Uncle Ling Ling?
Oh, he's my goat. Oh, he's like a content creator who's like beef with Enter Dan. I think.
I know.
I don't really know the whole drama, but I doubt Uncle Ling Ling likes me because I filmed with Enter Dan like twice.
He's got the he's the one with the Lamborghini.
Yeah, right? No, on stream I like questioned Enzo Dan about why he doesn't sign the contract, and I think Ling Ling saw that and commented, being like, I can't remember what he said. But
last time we talked to you on the podcast, we asked you about NZ Dan, yeah. and that you had only done one bit of content with him at that point, yeah. and that was in his van.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember how long afterwards, a couple months after you ended up doing an IRL stream with him yeah. in his Lambo.
Yeah.
You did some skits with O'Shea too, didn't you, with him?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What was it like hanging out with him the second time and doing a stream? And didn't you also drive his car?
Yeah, yeah. He brought his Lamborghini to that stream. That stream was interesting. Yeah, so it was like a Q&A stream in his Lamborghini. So I was just like, my whole thing was just like, I just wanted to get heaps of clips and push them all out. And yeah, that he was interesting to talk to. It was like, I don't know if I'd film with him again, to be honest. I don't know. I don't really have anything else to do. But
yeah.
No, yeah, it was interesting. Fuck. Oh, there was something.
Was it a bit awkward talking to him? Or?
Oh, not really, to be honest. It was pretty chill. But yeah, no, so that live stream only got like 20 or 30 concurrent viewers, but holy fuck, the clip viewership was insane. I think I got like 2 million views in clips. Jeez. It was fucking on.
Bro, that short form content just pops off way more than streams, eh?
It's, but like the thing is, you do both. You do the streams and then that's longevity. And
do
then,
the VODs,
I really liked your short form because you traveled the length of the
show. Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
What was it like doing that? Because you, I saw your clips each day kind of getting uploaded.
Yeah.
Did you have a plan, like, what buses you were going to take and stuff?
Yeah, so my plan before doing that was I'm going to travel the entire length and try... Okay, so I actually kind of fucked up in one part. I was doing, like, daily vlogs, but I didn't really plan them well enough. But, my whole thing was, like, I'm just going to travel the entire length, do a video a day. Like, Clip Farm, I was going to IRL stream in a lot of different places, which I did. I think that got 4 million views across all the videos something, which is not too bad. It took 22 days. It was fucking pretty fun, to be honest.
Did you meet some people along the way?
I met fucking heaps of cool people. Fungaday linked with, like, this guy who runs, like, a page there. He took me out on a boat and we chased some whales.
What's the best town you went to? Or out of, like, maybe not overall for New Zealand, but your trip, what was the best
town? Best town I went to. Oh, shit. I reckon, honestly, probably Wellington. I mean, it's not really a town, it's a city, but like, I really like Wellington. Wellington's, I don't know if I'd live there, but I fuck with the vibe there.
Wellington feels like a mini version of LA in New Zealand, but it's like, you've got a very diverse communities there as well.
Yep.
You've got a lot of like LGBTQ, you've got heaps of uni students. When we went there for the podcast probably a year ago, it was just so different. Like, they have this main strip where they have all these like clothing stores. That was pretty cool to go to.
I've been there twice. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, fuck, small towns were kind of crazy on that trip, though, because everyone knew where I was going before I was going to be there.
Oh, because you would have posted it, right?
So in Taupo, I got, not by, like, a crazy person, but I got low-key fucking stalked by these fucking kids. I was just, like, walking around fucking Taupo, and then these kids on their bikes, like, came up to me, and like, we've been biking around trying to fucking find you this whole time. And then, I was like, what the fuck? And also, I, like, posted in a cafe there, and then, fucking some random girl just like randomly like showed up outside of the cafe and showed me my Instagram story of me in this cafe. I was like, what the fuck?
I remember that.
What was the other thing? In Rotorua, I got stream sniped twice. One of the guys was, I was fucking a little bit weird. I got like followed like the entire time. I was weird. But then like big cities, they don't give a fuck. But like small towns, I don't know. It was weird.
What's the next like big project?
I don't really, for the time being, I've kind of just been focusing on my news media stuff, Oceanic Press.
We're going to speak about
But I don't really have anything planned in terms of any like super big thing that I'm like, I want to do this.
When we talked to you last year, I asked you if what you would do in a year's time, and you kind of said you wanted to progress more away from skits and away from New Zealand content and go towards live streaming per se.
Yeah.
How has that shift been going for you if you have been doing it?
I tried live streaming. I'm not really committed enough to do live streaming. I did give it a real fucking good go, and I still actually do it occasionally, but it's not really my main focus. New Zealand content, so what I have found now is like, oh shit. So when I went over to Oz, I think I had a couple of videos do really fucking well over there, and they hit entirely outside of New Zealand. That mall video did fuck like 500,000 on TikTok, and then like I think I did 1 million on Instagram or something.
That's insane.
And then I had a couple other videos hit over there, so I was like, okay, I'm actually kind of comfortable doing New Zealand content now because I know I'm not actually boxed, and I can just go and do this when I have the time and I find an opportunity to do that. So I'm actually comfortable doing it now. And with my news content, it's mostly New Zealand news, but then also that branches out as well. But I'm actually comfortable with what I'm doing now, so I'm not really too focused on entirely transitioning because I know I can now. How
did Oceana start?
I don't know.
From the point, like, you had the idea to, like,
where. So, I've been doing news content as well since, I think, what was the cyclone that hit here a couple of years ago, like, in 2023?
Oh, Gabriel.
Yeah, yeah. So, I've been doing news content, actually, on and off since then. Yeah. But I kind of got bored of doing it, and then.
You were also posting it on your main page at that point as well. Yeah. It was more like videos of you talking sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, so, then I had a really big meme page, and then I slowly turned it into a media page. And that was Oceania Today, which got fucking banned. It was like a bunch of copyright strikes at the same time. I've learned from my mistakes.
Oh. But that's crazy how that other account got banned, and I don't know what the time frame looks like, but what did you hit, just 500k on your Oceania Press?
Oh, no, I had 180 something thousand followers.
That's so insane less than a year.
Yeah.
What's the new account at?
127.
So that's not too.
Yeah,
bad.
No, it's all right.
You're kind of recovering.
Yeah, no, so that account's actually doing fucking crazy because, bro, I think in the last month we've done 30 million impressions on it. So, like, 30 million views, which is really, that's good because, yeah, fucking. I had one article, which across everything, because it keeps getting stolen as well, has got 15 million views now.
Yeah. How do you find, like, people stealing your content? How do you deal with that?
Because I noticed you get articles first before
people. No. I don't actually mind it. If they're taking my videos, I actually really don't care. Like, I'm actually, I encourage people to actually take my shit. Like, you can repost my stuff. Because that's, just more views and more exposure for me. Like,
Got your logo in, most of them as well. If people steal them, it's, you're pretty much just getting free advertisements, right?
The article that they stole, though, that did slightly irk me. Because I'm this doesn't really get me anything. But I don't really care. Yeah. No, I, did actually strike a few of them. And I was I kind of just, whatever. But it was kind of nuts. Because my article across Instagram, TikTok, did, 6 or 7 million views. And then, it just got another fucking, however many million on just stolen reposts.
Did you got Jandal first?
Yeah,
right?
Jandal. That was pure luck that I got.
That was
to,
the first. Got him first.
Yeah, I got him first. Here, I beat all of you fucking mainstream media.
What's Jandal?
He's a New Zealander who currently has the biggest video game on the planet.
That garden game.
Yeah.
Bro, all of my mates are playing it. And I'm like,
yo, Nas.
I as someone who's never touched it before, what is it?
So it's basically this video game where it's really really basic. You're literally just you're growing a garden and then that's pretty much it. I don't even know what it's so simple. I really lucked out getting an interview with him because people kept comparing me to him, and then I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I don't know who this is. I looked him up and I was like, oh, he's a New Zealand game developer. And I was like, wait, he has actually the biggest
at the moment.
Not even just on Roblox. It beat Fortnite's concurrent play record twice. They had 20 something million people playing it at once. Fortnite's record is 14 million. So it was that's insane.
How old is he?
I think he's late 20s. But he's been a Roblox game dev for a bit, I think.
Roblox game devs fucking roll in the mind.
Yeah,
as well.
I actually
he beat Fortnite.
Yeah, he beat Fortnite. Damn. And some people have been skeptical of him because they've been how did he manage to do this? Is it botted? Is it you look at the numbers, you look at the content creator, the views they pull, you look at Jandal, I think it's actually Jandal, but Jandal, yeah. He himself gets 10 to 30 million views a video on his TikTok. It's just insanely popular.
I think the big thing that's so addicting about that game as well is the fact that you have different tiers of fruit or vegetables.
Yeah,
there's common, rare, uncommon, and kids just love getting the best in the game. I've seen so many people on Facebook Marketplace being oh, send me $5 and I'll give you all the money in this game that you want, or give you all these mythical fruits. And it's bro, why would people are actually making money off of this game? That's crazy.
No, I think the main reason that it's been able to beat Fortnite is one, because you're enticed to log on to the game every 5 minutes because it's there's a shop that resets hey, there's a rare item right now. Yeah. And then also they do live events similar to how Fortnite does when they update the game.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tapped into any of them, but they go fucking crazy, and that's when they beat the record. They beat Fortnite twice,
My Chemical Romance just did a live band event on Roblox recently.
Did they?
Yeah, and they had so many. They had more people on the Roblox game than they did during the Travis Scott concert on Fortnite, which is kind of crazy for Roblox.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah,
he's not he doesn't work with Roblox. Because I've actually never touched Roblox in my life.
Yeah, no, so how Roblox game dev works is it's separate. It's sort of how on YouTube you're a YouTuber uploading videos. The people make the games. Although I think he does have some history with the company Roblox because he's been making games for ages. He's actually got he's got his own company as well, which it's actually not just him. He has a bunch of employees and shit who also work on the game.
He's got to be set for life, surely.
Oh, no, bro. Okay, yeah. Fun fact, though, he didn't actually make that game. He bought it off of like
a smaller developer.
Oh, yeah.
That developer would be pissed.
Oh no, I think he still owns like 50% as well. Oh, okay. So that's so good, then. I think Jandal bought it when he had like a couple thousand concurrents, and then he just scaled it like really fucking high. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. All right. Is it your love life or?
Oh, no. I got okay.
Okay. Okay.
When we talked a year ago, I asked you who your dream creator to do a. Yeah.
What did I say? I can't even think
You
of it.
Said Oosgang.
Oh, yeah.
Or Terrell Tuffer.
Mm.
You'd already met Terrell Tuffer at that point. Have you done anything with Oosgang? If so, who have you changed to? Like, who's the next person that you'd want to do content with if you haven't done
Oosgang? My content's kind of changed from content that kind of fits for collabs. Like, I haven't really done any. Oosgang follows me now, which is cool.
Sick.
No, I haven't collabed with Oosgang. I've kind of collabed with Terrell. I saw him at an event, and then I was on stream with the bro Left, and so we went and we just had a chat with him, and then there's like a clip of that. I think I only got like 10,000 views, but so technically I mean it's a collab, but it's not really. But
shit, 10,000 views is better than none, bro. I'd get like yeah. I get fuck all.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. 10,000.
10,000 view, I imagine, is like not much.
No,
compared to like yeah, the grand scheme of things.
How was CreatorCon?
Oh, it was fucking. You should come next year.
Actually, I originally applied for it.
You have to apply early.
Yeah, I applied too late. But a friend of mine said that he could have got me in.
Was that Wynn?
Yeah, Wynn said he was able to get me in, but I was in Melbourne at the time. But I'm pretty much guaranteed for next year.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, CreatorCon was good. To be honest, they talked about some things. Like, the panels that they had this year were a little bit, like...
Well, they mentioned... Wynn said it was a lot, like, AI.
Dude, it was...
Stuff.
Okay, no disrespect to CreatorCon. It's an amazing event. Mm. I really enjoy it. Like, the networking is amazing. All the people there are amazing. The organizers are great. But the actual panels, they talked so much about AI, and none of it was relevant to anything we were doing. Mm. Like, the YouTube panel there, they spoke about VO3. Do you know what VO3
is?
Yeah, they talked about VO3 for so fucking long. And the way they talked about it was like, hey, this fucking thing could, like, fucking take your shit. It was,
it's hard to bring that up in front of content creators talking about AI and stuff.
No, the thing is as well, though, like, AI can be used in beneficial ways, but for most of the content creators there, I imagine it wouldn't even really be beneficial.
Yeah, I use AI a lot. Like, I actually find it to be a really valuable tool. It's really great. But just the way they approach it and the things they were talking about was like, this isn't really relevant, and I feel like a lot of people are going to really fucking dislike that you guys did this, but
fair.
The after party looked good.
Oh, dude, the after party was amazing.
Bro, didn't you get like real fucked up?
Yeah, I got so fucked up.
I saw you post and I was like, oh my god, that looked like a fucking good time.
It was
bro.
At that hotel in the city, eh?
Yeah, Pullman. Pullman.
Wasn't it at like Spark? Oh, I might be wrong. Spark Arena a couple years ago or something?
No, it was at Eden Park. I've been to every single CreatorCon. The first one was at Eden Park.
Is this the third one that they had?
Yes.
I think the last time we talked to you, you had just gone to Eden Park CreatorCon.
Yeah, that would have been about right.
Bro, that's
They've gotten a lot better since then. Like, that first one, it was interesting and it was cool, but it was, like, nothing compared to what they're doing now. It's really sick.
I can't wait for next year.
Oh, it'll be good.
Guarantee
it'll
be there next year.
That's all. Oh, I actually do have one more question. Yeah. It's not really a good question, though. You said you were going to do the Alt Bays podcast. I don't even know if that's still around to this day.
I actually met them at CreatorCon.
Oh, really?
I can't remember why I didn't end up doing it. Oh, fuck, why did I not do it?
Last time you said it was because you tried booking the flights and they were, like, all booked out.
Oh, no, that's because they were going to book me flights to go down there. And then
I remember that conversation.
Vehicle-less, so I was just like, okay, we'll
Alt Bay's still a podcast?
Yeah, no, I don't know if they're still doing their podcast, but I know they do some sort of magazine thing. They're still in the space. Like, they're still... Okay. I don't really know exactly what they're doing now, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Some people think that they're surprised that we still do our podcast.
Yeah,
really?
I think some people, like just some of my mates, some of them were just like, it's an idea we came up with that will get bored after 4 weeks. But we're so close to 100.
Yeah,
we're also
so close to 100.
I think we've been doing it for 3 years.
November 2022.
I mean, yeah, as long as you guys enjoy fucking doing it, who cares? Just keep doing
it. Like I said, we were talking about it last episode. Like, we do have
butt heads.
Yeah, we do butt heads a lot, but at the same time, we've known each other since like childhood, so we can pretty easily look past
things. Are you wanting to make it into like a big fucking?
I mean, it would be nice, but it's not really like for me personally. It's not my goal. Yeah. Like, I kind of just want people to listen and just like have a good laugh. Yeah. But
I think like. Oh, no, you go.
Yeah, it's not really... Yeah, my end goal, I'd love to. Don't get me wrong.
I'd love to have our own studio
and have, like, our own space and have, like, employees and shit. Yeah. But I'm not too fussed if it doesn't.
Yeah. Like, for me, this is more of, like, a... Like, something that I get to talk about. Oh, I've done so much this week. Now I can just kind of sit back, relax, and chill. And, like, It doesn't matter if like hundred, like if only like five people listen to our episodes a week. It doesn't matter. Whoever wants to see what we're up to and that.
How's your discoverability like? Like, do you post many clips or anything like that?
Yeah, like on it's kind of hard. Like I would actually maybe I'd get you to do the TikToks and Instagram because it's I always like I'm useless at our podcast on TikTok just because I have also like so many different accounts and I'm posting every day and sometimes I just forget. Like scheduling posts on Instagram is the best thing for me.
It's so easy.
Like I like just record stuff during the week and I'll schedule it
really?
To upload.
I can't relate. I post on average 5 to 10 times a day across all of my accounts.
What the fuck?
Is it like do you have them like in drafts or like
schedules? No, I just I post them the second I make them.
I love that. I love the emergency alerts.
Yeah. Oh my
funny.
God, that's so funny.
Wait, what? So like, is this like some thing that you do? Like, as soon
I don't know. I've just been doing it. I just did it like the first time I got his views. I'm like, I'm just gonna do this every time. And for some reason, it just keeps getting views. So I'm like, okay, sweet.
And you just try.
When it was I can't remember. Whenever there was the last weather dramas in Auckland, I had like three like pre-recorded. And I was like, sweet, that'll be good.
Bro, you for the UFC recently, you had two fucking Photoshop pre-done, and I was like, no, bro, you're gonna jinx it. And I ended up losing. Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, he got pretty. But you guys should be more on the short form because I think that's how you'd grow fully.
100%. I think
YouTube, our clips on YouTube, bang. YouTube, bang.
I think like my two cents is I think personally if I was to do like the TikTok and that kind of side, I'm really in tune with TikTok and I watch it. I don't even want to look at my screen time. I watch TikTok at least 3 hours a day.
Actually, would you be down to do that?
Can we
organize that? Can I literally give you the TikTok? We'll start off with the TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you want to edit the clips?
Yeah. We'll talk about it
because you genuinely should get more into it because, like, So
it's the best way for outreach.
At the moment. So, like, with me, on my main accounts, on my main, like, Charlie Gallagher and the Oceanic Press. Mm. So, not counting. So, I post, like, on average, like, 3 articles a day. Yep. When I got banned, I was posting 10 a day, which fucking fried my brain. Anyway, so on my main, I try to post, like, it's very inconsistent because I kind of value the quality on that page. But then I have another page that I just post fucking garbage on all the time, like constantly. This is a page that you...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about.
But yeah, like, so on TikTok, that page does really fucking well. Most videos get like a couple thousand views, not many. But then like just randomly like fucking yesterday or 2 days ago now, fuck, I forgot I was partying over the weekend. That shit got like 120k views and it was just a shit post of me saying something random about the Girl Garden guy.
That's but, insane you could do that though, like just yap and like
yeah,
people
no,
pretty
like,
much are so in tune.
Yeah, so... I think actually all of the most viewed videos in this account aren't even about New Zealand. Like the fucking I went with like 2.6 million views like maybe a month ago, and it was just me talking about the Charlie Kirk Cambridge debate, and then interviews, and then yeah.
How do you find it? Like, because obviously Oceanic Press is a lot to do with news media. Yeah. I've noticed you don't really post too much political stuff.
Actually, I've started to post a lot more political stuff than I used to.
How do you find like? Trying to post political stuff, but also not pissing people off.
Yeah,
do you not
so
really care
originally
about it?
I was... The reason I never posted politically is because I was scared of that. But then I realized I don't actually give a fuck. I like to be political and I like to be really politically in tune. And so now I do talk about politics and it has alienated some parts of my audience, but I also just don't care.
Yeah,
because in the long term, especially when you talk about politics overseas, I'll just get more engagement through that anyway. So I don't really give a fuck. And if you like a lot of my politics, I care a lot about a lot of social and progressive issues and a lot of those. If you're someone who would disagree with me on that, I'm going to fucking hate you anyway. So I don't actually care.
I think like when you started first posting the political content, did you notice there was a lot of hate or do people just kind of unfollow you sort of thing?
I mean, I haven't had like a moment where I've started losing followers from posting politically because I don't know, they just keep gaining traction, but I definitely have felt the hate. Holy fuck, I felt, bro, people like, bro, I made like on my second account I made like a video saying like racism is bad, pretty much. Like it was such a lukewarm like nothing burger video.
That's a pretty like normal video
because, like, I was criticizing like a rally in Australia and oh my god, bro, I got like death threats from that. I got called like a soy boy probably 500 times a fucking week. My DMs are fucking insane and I've got like a plethora of really strong haters now from posting politically, but I guess that just comes with the space because I've never received that kind of hate like ever. Like it's always just been like, oh, you're not funny or something. I'm like, I don't care. Okay,
such
cool.
A generic question, but like how do you deal with it?
I don't care for the most part. Recently it's been like, holy shit, this is more hate than I've ever got. But like in the past it's never really been that big of a deal because it's mostly just been people saying shit like, oh, you're unfunny, you're chopped, I don't know, shit like that. It's like, I don't care, fucking say what you want. But then like this breed of hate I've been getting, like I've got like 3 people now who consistently post on my videos, people consistently DM me. I had I got pressed in the airport by a hater. Sort of shit is like fucking,
it's just a bit far, bro.
Yeah,
like,
no.
One thing hating on hating on, like, online's all good, but when you actually go up to someone in person, it's a bit like...
It's...
Do you mind quickly just do the camera? They stop after, like, 30 minutes. I've got to hit record just because of the story.
All good.
Yeah. They just stopped now.
Oh, okay, that's good, that's good. Oh, fuck, I was going to say something.
All right, sorry, keep going.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's been, like, a little bit fucking weird at the moment, but also, like... I'm low-key really fucking busy all of the time, so I don't really notice it that much. The only time I notice the hate is when I open my phone and I check my notifications in the morning. I'm like, oh, fuck, I have like 400 fucking comments calling me a fucking idiot.
Check the DM, 400 death threats. Like, oh, yes, that's just part of content creating.
But yeah, usually I'm like, my fucking work schedule is really fucking full on, so it's usually like not that.
I'm guessing most of the haters are like national supporters as well. I can just say, because the way that I see it is most of the people who are in the content creating space and people our age typically... have the same political views.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even hate on National that hard. I mostly hate on the other two members of the coalition.
I know what you mean, though. Like, I find when I talk to a lot of my mates who don't live in Auckland, we have the same political ideologies, which is all good. But as soon as I come here to Auckland, bro, everyone's like, National's so good. Mm. And I don't want to get too political, but like, damn, bro. It's just so interesting how people have completely different views on life when... people live practically the same life.
Yeah, I've got some friends who are very more so towards right-leaning on the political spectrum. However, like, I don't really blame them because they're not very... The reason I'm as political as I am is because it's kind of like my entire life now, so it's just like I'm always researching and reading and yada yada, whereas they just might see whatever pops up in their fucking social feed and so I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Sometimes people also see like 1 out of 10 posts that you might post, so they might not fully understand your political view or...
Fuck, I have been... Yeah, I really despise a lot of the right-wing media here, though. Some fucking news page reposted one of my... I posted a video about like these... like this couple that like scammed Oranga Tamariki.
Oh yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and some fucking really, really far right news media source reposted my video and changed the caption to the mainstream media wouldn't report on this. And that shit pissed me the fuck off because I got that story from NZ Herald and like RNZ. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Do you get most of your news from RNZ and New Zealand Herald?
It's a mixture of like everything. So like I try not to just source from one thing because I'm kind of just ripping them completely.
Of course.
So like I'll source it from like heaps of different things. Sort of depends though. Although listen, they beat me 99% of the time. I really, really fucking enjoy when I actually beat mainstream media to a story.
Like, when you like beat them to a story, how do you get that news?
Does someone tell you about that? Okay, hold on. I need to look at my stories to remember which ones I've beat them to.
I know you did beat them to the Garden Grower.
Yeah, the Grower Garden one I beat them to. That was real fucking that was so good.
How did you hear about that story?
Like? So I was just getting compared to Jandal and then I looked into him and I was like, oh, fuck. What else? Oh, an interesting one, actually. So originally I got this from other media sources, but Lord was,
Is that the bathroom one? She did the listening party in New York City, but everyone's like, oh my god, it's a summer, Lord's summer, but it's
that one. So basically, when she announced her tour, there was no New Zealand date, so I posted a thing about that, which other news media things did. But then, she commented under my fucking post, being like, I can't remember exactly what she said, it was like, there's more to come. Oh, no,
bro, commented on one of your posts?
She said, oh, come on, and then she was like, there's more to come, and then,
that's pretty much the scoop that you got from her there,
so then I was like, oh, sick, and then I posted about it, and that was probably the coolest one where I beat the mainstream media. Because then I got posted in Oceania. It used to be called Oceania Today. Oceania Today got posted in Stuff New Zealand.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck. Damn. We would love to keep on going.
Yeah.
Because we've got the studio booked till like 4 o'clock. Mm. But before we end, we do like this little thing where we ask what your goal of the week is.
Mm.
It could be something small, like get this massive video sorted, get this deal done, or even take the rubbish out.
Mm.
So what's like your goal of the week?
Just to lock in, I'm not gonna lie. I gotta lock in. I'm still hungover. I actually need to really lock in.
Oh, that's funny.
What about you?
Bro, my goal of the week is finish the work on my car because even though I've been working on it from Wednesday to Sunday, it is still fucked.
Get the door handle fixed, mate.
Yeah, bro. that door handle, man, I'm telling you, nah. Yeah, I need to buy a bunch of more parts for my car, so yeah. Fun times.
Yours? I'll probably just get all my editing done.
Okay,
so much to edit.
Before we finish, what are your handles and one inspirational quote for the guests before we finish?
At Charlie Gallagher across everything and Oceanic Press. And one inspirational quote, just start. Just start. Do the thing you want to do. Get into it.
I like that. Awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.